We're sharing some of our favorite teachers with you today, and this next one comes from our engineer, Seth Samuel.
My favorite teachers were Mr. Goodwin, Mr. Lewis, and Wes Funderburk, who were my orchestra teacher, my band teacher, and my private trombone teacher. They instilled in me a love of music. I picked the trombone in sixth grade for no good reason other than it was a funny-looking instrument, and Mr. Lewis was always really, really... what's the word? Like, he enthusiastic and complimentary and supportive. Mr. Lewis was always so supportive of my pathetic sixth grade trombone playing, and I've been playing ever since.
Learning an instrument is often a childhood rite of passage, and it can lead to a lifelong love of music. But in many schools across California, funds for music education have been cut again and again. And that's why the Oakland Symphony decided it was time to step in. Reporter Ryan Zavala has more.
Perfect! You're good!
I'm at Franklin Elementary near Lake Merritt.
So, just so you know, this person here, her name's Ryan, and she's a student at Mills College.
That's Catherine Lyles. She's pointing at me in the back row of her music class. A few children shuffle in their seats to get a better look, but most of them resume their work putting their clarinets together.
Okay, let's talk about what the holes do again.
The class of fourth grade clarinet players is moving along smoothly.
Okay. I just play G. Listen. And then when you play G, it sounded like this. Is that the same note?
No.
So how can you make... Was that note lower or higher?
The second, lower.
The second one was lower. So how can you make that note higher? Try. Just try to tighten your embouchure and bring the note... Make the note higher.
Like this.
Lyle's here teaching thanks to that grant from the Oakland Symphony. The East Bay Symphony's aim is to help the economically challenged students engage and reach out to different communities through the Oakland Youth Orchestra and the Young People's Concert. The program has come a long way over the years. Students have the opportunity to participate in OEBS Young Artist Competition and earn the chance to perform publicly with the Oakland East Bay Symphony. Muse sends out professional musicians to Oakland public schools who teach small groups and provide individual instruction to students, just like Lyles is doing right now at Franklin Elementary.
You know what? With me, the way I teach, since we want to keep things rolling along, if I don't say anything to you, you're doing it right. Okay. If you're exceptional, I might point you out, but you're doing it right. You need to fix yours. I will say something to somebody that needs to fix it.
I asked Lyles about the first class that I walked in on, a class for the deaf and hard of hearing.
They're really a lot of fun because everything, they experience everything physically, so there's a lot of drumming and percussion, and like the hand percussion I was showing them, you saw how much fun they were having with that, right? And then one of the boys is playing, he has a drum set at home, so he's really proud that he plays. I haven't actually heard him play.
Lyles goes out of her way to ensure that her students have access to instruments that they are really interested in.
But I'm going to set up a drum set soon so that we can hear him. So we just pretty much try to have them enjoy themselves in that class.
Lyles always has a student's best interest at heart. She knows that their enjoyment with the instrument goes hand in hand with how dedicated they will be to the music.
They experience the world so differently, I realize. I sometimes feel less competent than they are because they speak sign language, you know, and I don't. So I'm learning things slowly, but I don't retain it as well as, you know, a child does.
Now she teaches kids of all abilities at Franklin. She says she started teaching music more than 20 years ago.
This district had pretty much eliminated all of the music programs, and the music teachers wanted to get it back, so they hired a limited number of teachers.
But, she says, once upon a time, Oakland had a thriving music program.
Which is what they originally had back in the 60s when music was just flourishing in Oakland. There was the huge, one of the most famous music programs in the country was right here in Oakland.
It was called Pull Out,
which is to pull the kids out of the classroom, like what we're doing here at Franklin. And that works much better. The only problem with that, of course, is that it's disruptive to the teachers because they're leaving their classroom to go to music.
Do the teachers not like that?
Some teachers handle it more than others.
Lyles explains that the music program thrives when teachers are flexible with their schedule and supportive of what the music program offers.
I always say you've got to stay flexible, and some teachers are very flexible. Here at Franklin, everyone is very accommodating.
Miss Lyles says even after 20 years, she's still learning.
It's taken me this long to realize what kids need. It really does take a long time to understand what they're not getting. Like even just this morning, it's the first time I realized that the way that I had them counting and tapping their feet and looking at the measures. We haven't done that before, and I saw that worked really well. You know, they all got it. So when a light bulb goes off like that, it's exciting. Then I go, okay, I finally found something.
Here we go. One, two, ready, go.
Like good teaching, when you get someone to have that aha moment, you know you're on to something. And thanks to the Oakland Symphony, the music will continue to play in schools like Franklin, despite budget cuts.
Let's sing it. F-E-T, rest.
For Cross Currents, I'm Ryan Zavala.
E-T-E-E-F-E-T.